It is Live Music Friday here on Current State on WKAR, and various times this hour we have enjoyed the sounds of Joshua Rilko and Lindsay Liu here, and they are about ready to perform a song from their latest EP. This is called Here Between. Lindsay Liu and Joshua Rilko on Current State.
Tirelessly packed away and folded without care. Who knew when the weather turned we would end up underground and unprepared. Don't think I didn't try. Don't think I didn't try to do it right. I could never recognize hardship from a dream I might despise. I might despise. Ooh. 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 Oh, it makes it all of happening in style. I'm always short a dollar and a day trailing behind 100 miles. But you're the northern sky and I couldn't get much higher just to breathe you in and kiss you on the back as we sleep into the morning.
Live Music Friday here on Current State on WKAR. It's Joshua Rilko and Lindsay Liu, who we welcome to the microphone here now. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
You two are both MSU graduates, I understand.
That's correct.
And we don't offer a degree in acoustic performance, as far as I know. I have to ask what your degrees are in.
My degree is in elementary education.
Okay.
And I had 2 degrees. One was human biology and the other was Spanish.
Okay. I had to ask because you're off to Nashville later this year. Obviously, the music is obviously taking off for you guys. It sound you sound just fantastic. How long have you been playing together?
We've been playing together for 6 years. We've released the first record in 2010, and we've been touring full-time for the last 2 years, 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You have an interesting story as to how you met, too. How was that?
Well, it all kind of started with Jen Siggett's open mic at Dagwood's Tavern in Lansing. That is a mecca of traditional folk, grassroots music, and the Flatbellies had been going there every Tuesday for about a year, trying out different bluegrass songs, and it was kind of an opportunity to jam songs together and then go play them. And I showed up there with a friend of mine, and the rest is history. Mm.
You guys played over 200 shows around the country last year. What was that like? That's
fast.
It sounds, besides a lot of work and a lot of time spent
in a van
on the freeway and what have you. I mean, was it? I mean, that's an awful lot of a lot of gigs. But you must mm-hmm. be grateful for the chance.
Oh yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to pretend like every gig was just the greatest time ever, but overall, it's a really great time getting to see the country and ride around with friends, my wife, and just meet tons of different people.
You two are married?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you go coast to coast with these things? California to Maine?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you like playing best, or is that so many dates you can't pick a favorite?
It's so many dates. It all depends, you know. Some of my favorite shows have been, in the upper part of a huge hay barn mm-hmm. full of people, or in a small listening room in Seattle, or, you know, we played to a packed crowd at the intersection, and that was really cool. But you never know where to expect these magical moments mm-hmm. where everybody in the room is just kind of turned on and tuned in to exactly what's happening with the music.
It's got to be unpredictable, I imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the smaller the venue, the more intimate the setting, do you think you're more likely to have a really memorable night if the setting is just more stripped down?
I don't
smaller?
Know.
Can you say that or not?
I don't know. I really don't think there's any rule. There's something about in the air.
I think there's one rule, and that's if the smaller the town, the more people are going to show up and really be into it.
Yeah, there seems to be a correlation there. We go to the UP and there's not as much live music there, and so the people like will play in Marquette and it seems like the whole town comes.
You guys are it, yeah, for that night. We're talking with Joshua Rilko and Lindsay Liu, our Live Music Friday performers here on Current State. You have a new EP out called, well, we just heard the title cut from the new EP, correct? Here Between, and you recorded this in one day in Boston. How'd you end up in Boston?
Well, we met a fiddle player at Bliss Fest, actually. Reconnected with him at Folk Alliance.
Bliss Fest?
Yes, it's a fabulous Michigan music festival. It's been around for 30 years, and I would highly recommend it to anybody who's looking to spend a weekend camping out and hearing really fabulous music.
Don't tell me. It's in Blissfield.
It's in
Bliss Township,
okay. Which is
near Harbor Springs.
Okay,
it's really close to the bridge.
Okay,
in the Lower Peninsula. But he was playing with a Canadian band and decided he wanted to move on. He'd been going to the Berklee College of Music in Boston and sent us a message. So we hooked up with him and toured with him last summer. And he, from going to Berklee, was tapped into a huge scene there and had a connection to a great recording studio that we could use. So we went there and recorded with some state-of-the-art gear with a student who's a really wonderful sound engineer. And it was really cool. That song, Here Between, we recorded formerly on the duo record that Joshua and I released in January. We released it just before the new band EP. And it was really interesting to record this song twice because the first song was when the song was freshly written. I played it on the ukulele and Joshua played the upright bass. And you can hear the song sort of in its infancy. And then we recorded it a while later with the band, with the whole, to see how all of the voices of the band members sort of brought new life to it. It's a cool juxtaposition.
Yeah, I'm sure, to hear the same song taken up, evolve like that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You're leaving for Nashville in the fall. What's prompting this move?
Well, we've been talking about it for a few years. We have a lot of friends down there that are into a similar style of acoustic music. And it's kind of an opportunity to just go immerse ourselves in this scene where people are not only playing music as a job, but they're playing it for fun in their spare time and always getting together. And it's sort of an informal education, I guess you could say.
It's like going to Spain to learn how to speak Spanish.
Right, yeah.
I gotcha.
You want to speak Spanish, you got to go to Spanish-speaking country.
And if people want to find out more about your music, where do they go?
You can go to www.lindsaylewmusic.com, or you could Google Lindsay Lou and the Flat Bellies.
Joshua Rilko and Lindsay Lou take us out here today on Current State. Thanks for joining us.
I'm writing a letter to home, so my family might know where I've gone. I know that they've been looking, and I'm hard to find. And from the looks of it, I've permanently lost my mind. I'm crazy, I suppose, but I know which way the wind blows. And we all just make it up as we go along. It's sort of like this song I sing to you because I care. And it feels good to let my voice vibrate in the air. Let's make molecules collide, singing sweet harmonies with my baby by my side.